healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring to you in each of the shows, is information that you can really use for yourself. My guest I'm going to be introducing in a little while is Kathy Casey. Kathy's been on the show before, and she is the Healthy Boomer Body Expert. And she's a best-selling author on Amazon, popular speaker, radio show guest. She's been on Fox 23, ABC Evening News. And we're going to be talking about her latest book, Get Off the Couch, Potato. And so we'll be back with introducing Kathy in just a few minutes. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can really have an impact on you, your family, loved ones. What I want to talk about is the active ingredient in Tylenol. It's called acetaminophen, and some of the more recent research out there is finding that it can be really deadly for us. There was a study that was recently published where scientists followed nearly 65,000 older men and women in Washington state. At the outset, at the beginning, they asked participants about their use of painkillers over the past 10 years, and they also made sure no one had cancer. After looking at things like age, arthritis, family history of blood cancers, they found that people who were really taking major doses of acetaminophen had nearly twice the risk of developing blood cancer. Now, one of the problems with the acetaminophen is that it's in more than 200 products, from cold medicines for kids to extra strength pain relievers, for allergy relief for adults, and over 100 million Americans take it every year. The problem is they may be taking more than they think they are because it's spread out in so many products. So you got a cold or your headache, you might take several things, and each of those could have the acetaminophen as a part of it. Now, in this study that was published about the blood cancer, this was done at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, and they found that 9% of the study participants who used large amounts developed blood cancer, compared with 5% of those who did take the drug and did not get sick. So while the risk is not major, it is still significant, and people need to be aware of it. Now, there's another drawback from using acetaminophen, and it's actually the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. And by taking just the more than the recommended amounts, you can cause liver damage. Things ranging from abnormalities in liver function blood tests to acute liver failure and even death. The Journal of the American Medical Association reported in a study that even at regular recommended doses, 40% of the people who took 4 grams of Tylenol, that's 8 extra strength Tylenol tablets every day for 2 weeks, had abnormal test results signaling that there was some liver damage. So this is something you need to be aware of. There are options to taking acetaminophen. And I'm going to talk about that in the part of the show when I like to talk about a healthy breakthrough. So stay tuned for that one. Now, if you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to my website at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can click on the homepage about button. I have a monthly e-newsletter that I put out called the Teplitz Report, and it's new information that I don't report about here on this show, so you can get more information about things I'm finding and discovering. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You'll also see at the top of the homepage on webtalkradio.net a button that says Jerry Recommends. So go take a look at that. These are products and services that I recommend for you to consider helping you in your life. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. These are new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. And so what I want to talk about, what are some of the options that you have to taking Tylenol and those other kinds of drugs? Well, one of them is astaxanthin. What astaxanthin is, it's a very powerful, very potent anti-inflammatory, and it actually can work better than these kinds of other things like Tylenol. You need to have higher doses than you would typically take, so you might need 8 milligrams or more per day to get the anti-inflammatory benefits. Another option, if you have upset stomach, if you want some pain relief, would be to take fresh ginger. And what you can do is steep it in boiling water, just grate it into that as a tea, or grate it into vegetable juice and drink it down. Curcumin is part of what they put in Indian food. Well, it also can reduce pain while it increases your mobility. Omega-3 fats have EPA and DHA in them, and they have anti-inflammatory properties themselves, and a good one to take from the research that's coming out now is krill oil. Another thing you can do is cayenne cream. Cayenne is the hot part that comes from dried hot peppers, chili peppers. Turns out when you put it on the skin, it alleviates pain by depleting the body's supply of something called substance P, which is transmitting your pain signals to your brain, so it stops that from happening. And the last part I want to recommend is bromelain. Bromelain is found in pineapples, and it also has a natural anti-inflammatory response. It can be taken in supplement form, and you can also eat it with fresh pineapple. So those are some options you have of ways of getting some pain relief for yourself without having to take Tylenol and all them there other products. Before I bring on my guest, Kathy Casey, I'd like to pause for this message. If you live on the West Coast, I'm going to be coming to Vancouver, British Columbia on February 17th to do my Switched On Selling and Switched On Network Marketing one-day seminars. Both are done the same time, same day. This will switch your brain on and your body on to be able to succeed in ways you've never imagined at selling and network marketing. It's in Vancouver on February 17th. If you'd like to get certified to become a Switched On Selling or Network Marketing instructor, go to teplitz.com. You'll get a drop-down menu. You'll see on that specialized seminar drop-down menu, you'll see Switched On Networking, Switched On Selling, as well as the proof, validation research, and become an instructor. Hope to see you up there. My guest today is Kathy Casey. She's the Healthy Boomer Body Expert. She's been on the show once before. And she's a renowned health and wellness coach, an Amazon best-selling author, popular speaker, and radio show guest. She's been on Fox 23, ABC 8 Evening News. She even produces her own TV show, To Your Health. And she's also a columnist. She's been had articles she's done and columns in the South Shore Senior News, Boomers Forever. She's also founder of the Healthy Boomer Body Center in the Berkshires. And our programs and products help you end your chronic pain, neck pain, enhance your immune system, reduce stress, all kinds of good stuff. And she has her newest book is Get Off the Couch, Potato. And her blog ranks number 10 in nursing schools at nursingschools.net, and it's in the list of top 50 health blogs. So, Kathy, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's great to be back here.
So I've got a question for you, because your new book is Get Off the Couch. And by the way, for listeners, there's a comma, potato. So you got a little uniqueness in there. Because you're saying you can do an exercise program while you're watching TV. So tell us how.
That's actually the first question I always get asked. But, you know, I'm the same as everybody else. I'm a boomer. I work hard. And when I come home, often all I want to do is lie down on the couch. And, yeah, everybody has their favorite TV program, whether it's Dancing with the Stars or, you know, and then you feel bad. You get guilty afterwards because you didn't exercise. But you could actually exercise while you're lying on the couch. There's a series of Pilates leg exercises, leg lifts and circles that are done very slowly, and they're done lying on the floor on your side. They build lean muscle relatively quickly. So that's why I made them the first exercise in the book, because that easily translates to while you're lying on the couch watching TV at night, fitting these exercises in. And then you are actually taking steps, that first important step in becoming more fit. And you're not taking any time away from your career or your family. The point
or,
I like
or,
to make.
Or most importantly, the TV show.
Yes. Yes, but again, it's all about fitting things in as you can all day long, rather than trying to take an hour out of your day to go work out somewhere.
So are you messed up if you don't happen to have a couch by your TV?
No, because you can certainly lie on the floor and do these.
Good option. So what motivated you to write the book in the first place?
Well, as a health coach, I see lots of boomers in that exact position. You know, they're just exhausted and feel like they don't have time to work out. And it's also a little bit of overwhelm. There's so much information out there. You know, this expert says that you need, you know, 60 minutes of aerobics and you have to do this and that and the other thing. And another one says, oh, no, you got to lift weights and you got to do this and there are more diets than tea in China. So people are on overwhelm about where to make that first step. And I just thought, you know, it's easier than you think. And that's the point I wanted to get across, that you really can start. It's just starting somewhere and fitting things in all around your daily schedule.
So this is really not just for TV. It's just, you know, if you sit at a desk a lot during the day, to be able to do stuff there as well, even dining room table, possibly.
Yes, it's anywhere, anytime, different options that you can fit into your daily schedule so that you don't feel deprived, yet you're still getting some exercise.
So if somebody was to do pretty much everything you recommend in the book in terms of exercise, how much time would that take over the course of a day if you, you know, clumped it all together?
Well, if you clumped it all together, In not very much time, probably I would say 10 minutes. But the nice thing about the book is that, you know, it's tips for fitting things in while you're doing something else. You can exercise at night while you're lying on the couch watching TV, but you can also, there's some exercises you can do as you're getting out of bed in the morning, while you're brushing your teeth, while you're sitting at your desk at work, while you're on the telephone. So it's just a matter of fitting them all in so that you don't notice that you're taking time out of your day. That's actually the point of it all.
But also, to me, the bottom line is, and the total for the whole day then is just going to be 10 minutes anyway. Can you spare 10 minutes somewhere total even? You know, and the way you're dividing it up, it makes it even less painful feeling than, oh, I got to do even 10 minutes. I think that's great that you're dividing it up this way. But the whole outcome is you're not talking about changing a whole lifestyle. You're just talking about modifying what you're doing when you're doing things. So that's I think, a wonderful motivation for people. Now, did you write? You're welcome. Did you write this just for boomers, or is, you know, are you hoping that, you know, like anybody with a body might start to do it?
Well, kind of, you know, there's I have a concern about young people today, you know, with all their texting and computer technology. And, you know, when you and I were kids, Jerry, we went outside and played, and we were active, physically active on a regular basis. And today's kids aren't. So we need to somehow get the point across that you should be. There are things you can do while you're texting, while you're, you know, to keep your body in shape so that we don't have, you know, the incidence of people who are overweight and even obese in this country. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, so you need to change the title of your book. Get off the couch, potato, and you too, you young geeks.
I'll have to think of that. It's going to be a series, so maybe right. We'll fit that in one of the books.
Great. So you mentioned leg lifts, I think, earlier while you're watching TV. What are some of the other ways that they can use your stuff and where in their lives?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about that. That's my favorite thing to talk about because there are so many options during the day where you can fit exercises in. You know, these days, pretty much everyone has a headset or a Bluetooth or something. So when you're talking on the phone, rather than sitting at your desk or sitting at home, you could easily fit lots of things in. One of the best exercises for building lean muscle is lunges. And you can do sort of a lunge walk around your desk, or just even standing at your desk, holding onto your chair and doing stationary lunges or squats. Squats is another one that builds lean muscle. There are just hundreds of options for the one simple thing of talking on the phone. And how often do we all do that?
Actually, now more people are texting, but they're still probably sitting anyway.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you can also do them while you're texting, but you got to use one thumb then, because you should hang on to something if you're lunging while you're texting.
Right, yeah, so that would really challenge them, though, with one thumb instead of two.
Yes, but you could also do, while you're standing, there's a leg lift that you can do that's really difficult. If anybody's listening right now and they want to, you know, give it a try, you just stand tall first, make sure that your weight's even in both feet, and then lift one leg straight up in front of you as far as you can. Most people can't lift it very far, and you feel that burn in your thighs. Well, hold it for a few seconds, lower it back down, do a couple on each side while you're talking on the phone or texting, and certainly you can do that while you're using your thumbs. And again, that you feel that burn in the thighs because it is hard work, and it's a quick way to build lean muscle.
Hold on, Kathy. Let me get the picture of this a little clearer. So in lifting the leg up, are you keeping the knee straight? So you're lifting the whole leg up, or are you bending at the knee to raise your kind of your knee towards your chest?
No. For this one, while you're standing texting, you want to have the leg straight.
So it's the whole leg coming up. Okay. How high should you raise it? Is there a height that you shouldn't go beyond?
You're going to know.
Okay. So when you start...
Yeah, you feel that. It's a very intense feeling in your thigh.
How long should they hold it?
2 seconds, which is difficult. It sounds pretty simple, but when you try it, 2 seconds is going to feel like a lot. And then slowly lower it back down. And do a couple with one leg and a couple with the other leg. And you know, it's just simple things like that on a regular basis that make a huge difference. Now, you mentioned also bending the knee. Mm-hmm. So there are also some things you can do while you're brushing your teeth, while you're doing the dishes. If you march in place, bringing your knee very high up, so like as high as you can reach with that leg, marching in place, bringing that knee really high up, gets your blood circulating and pumping, and it's a really good aerobic exercise. Everybody brushes their teeth at least twice a day, so you would be getting an extra, 6 to 10 minutes of aerobics in every day. Just doing something which you normally do anyway and adding the marching in place.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest, Kathy Casey, in just a moment.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
So my guest today is Kathy Casey, the Healthy Boomer Body Expert, and she's a renowned health and wellness coach, Amazon best-selling author, popular speaker, radio show guest. She's been on Fox 23, ABC Evening News. She's got her own TV show, To Your Health. Casey's a columnist, and her latest book is Get Off the Couch, Potato. And she's got a blog that has ranked number 10 at nursingschools.net in the list of 50 top health blogs. So, Casey, so during the commercial, I did the exercise with my legs, and I'm in pretty good shape for somebody who's about to be 65. I was able to keep it up a long, long time. So, pretty cool.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so... We were going through a bunch of them, the exercises you were talking about, like the marching in place and those kinds of things. Like the marching, how long would you do that one, would you say?
Well, you could do it for as long as your body wants to do it. But in order to keep with the idea of fitting it in while you're doing something else, as long as you're doing that task, whether it be brushing your teeth or whatever, just so that you get in the habit of, keeping this regular daily activity, eventually what happens is that you work out all day long and you don't even realize that you are, but it makes an overall health,
There's actually another reason for getting up to do the exercises, and there's two that I'm aware of. One is the stress on our back, the physical stress of the body sitting. There's more pressure on the spine than when we stand. So we're actually reducing potential problems just by getting up to do with Kathy's talking about, just literally getting up. And there's also some other research that just came out showing that people who sit all day long, even if they exercise sporadically, are actually having a higher death rate than people who are more active throughout the day. So there's some research out now that's really, backing up what you're saying, Kathy, that it's really important for people to get up over the course of the day.
Yes, thanks for mentioning that, Jerry. I know that, you know, if you think about previous generations, they were on a daily basis much more active than we are. Not just, you know, as kids we played outside, but our parents didn't have all the technological advances that we have these days. And just about everything that they did was a little bit more physically taxing than what we have today. So our bodies have not evolved as quick as the technology has. And that's why we have so many incidences of, as you say, you know, back and spine illnesses and injuries. We have so many people with risks for heart disease out there. And it really has to do with this sort of sedentary lifestyle that we've become accustomed to.
So let's switch focus and talk a little bit about diet in terms of what role diet plays in all of this, in terms of what you're recommending to folks. Is there a special diet that you recommend as well?
Well, actually, at the beginning of the book, in the introduction, I tell everybody to throw away their scales.
Well, forget that question. Let's move on to the next question. No.
Diet schmiets. You know, there's just too much out there. People are overwhelmed by it. There's a really simple tool that I suggest to everybody, and that's, you know, a food log. Use any old notebook, you know, a 99-cent notebook you can buy at Walmart, and just for 7 days, write down everything that you put in your mouth, and then look at it at the end of the week. You're going to see where you need to make changes, or where you can easily make changes without feeling deprived just from that. Just writing, the act of writing it down sometimes makes you not put that third bit of cheese and cracker in your mouth. It's a very simple tool that makes a huge difference. There's one of my clients who didn't realize until she kept the food log, but she got home rather late most days and then would start cooking dinner and she would be starving. And, you know, the smells of cooking dinner always make you even more hungry. They activate all those cravings. And so she thought, well, okay, I'll take out a couple of bits of cheese and crackers and I'll have those and that'll tide me over till dinner. She didn't realize until she started keeping the food log how much cheese and crackers, that meant that she was eating in those 5 days a week. Simply replacing the cheese and crackers with an apple made a huge difference in the amount of fat that she was taking in a week. And she loves apples. So it really was not much of an effort at all, yet it made a huge difference in her diet.
Great. Now, for listeners who have smartphones, there are apps you can get now where you can record all that and actually figure out the calories easily by, you know, just pressing a button kind of thing or scrolling over or something. So that it's even easier to do it if you got a smartphone to keep the kind of records that Kathy's talking about. So, Kathy, I see in the book that you have this little couch potato, and you have it doing some relaxation meditation. How important are those elements for weight loss?
Oh, very important. As you know, you offer several programs that are similar, dealing with people's stress. This is a very stressed out society. There have been a lot of things happening in the world that we're all having to deal with. And you know, the extra stress hormones flowing through our body do a couple of things. They make it more difficult for us to lose weight, number one. And also when we're stressed out, there are a lot of people who tend to eat more because they don't even realize they're eating. You know, you just, it's an automatic thing that you do while you're worried about something or while you're concerned about something. So these techniques are invaluable in helping people to make that switch so that instead of eating, you know, a bag of chips, you can do a 5-minute relaxation and realize that you don't need those chips, that you don't even want them. Never mind that you don't need them, that you don't even want them. Very important part of overall health and keeping your weight where it should be, keeping those New Year's goals that we all make of staying in shape this year.
So, damn, there go my chips and dip, huh?
No, you can have them on Super Bowl Sunday, just not every day.
Okay. I'm now looking forward to the end of the month, okay, or to Super Bowl Sunday. So, Kathy, what's next for you? You actually did a teleseminar called Ultimate Back Care last summer. Are you got another one cooking?
I do, Jerry. I do. And this one, this time of year, is, of course, on keeping those weight loss goals. Permanent weight loss is possible. And, in fact, you're one of my speakers. I'm really excited.
I didn't know that. Just kidding.
I'm really excited about this series. I have Dr. Carolyn Dean, who's a naturopath specializing in detoxing your body and helping it to get rid of your fat cells that are hard to get rid of. I have Dr. Karen Kahn, who is an acupuncturist, who will speak to us about using some other complementary therapies to help us lose weight. I have Brad Yates, who, as you know, is the guru of EFT, Emotional Freedom Tapping. And, of course, you're going to speak to us about, stress and its effect on weight loss and how we can use your techniques to reduce the stress and therefore be able to lose the weight. So I have a whole series of 6 or 7 speakers that are going to be on, and it's a lot of fun. Everyone's going to give useful, valuable information. The series is free. All you need to do is sign up and attend the calls. And if you can't make the calls, they're always the recordings are always available for 48 hours after each call. So, you know, if you have an appointment or something and you can't make it live, you can listen to it the next day.
And what website do they go to sign up for that?
Very simple to remember, too. Even if you're driving in your car, you remember this one. It's www.skinnyyoutoday.com.
Skinnyyoutoday, I think I can remember that, .com. Now, if they want a copy of your new book, they should go to getoffthecouchpotato.com. That's getoffthecouchpotato.com. Kathy, thanks for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you for having me, Jerry. This was great fun.
My guest next week is Dr. Ken Mapes. He's an MD. He's a board-certified emergency medicine physician, but he's also an integrative medicine specialist. He started out as a firefighting paramedic, went to University of Cincinnati Medical School, and studied internal medicine before specializing in emergency medicine. In 2006, he and his wife Kathy, who's also a registered nurse, created an integrative medicine wellness center called the Healing Oasis in Clay Center, Ohio, and they bring Eastern and Western philosophies together to help you find the right solution. He has studied and uses things like Reiki and energy healing. He teaches meditation, hypnotherapy, guided imagery to help you heal. And he was an assistant professor in emergency medicine at the University of Toledo. And we're going to be talking to Ken about his journey, how he looks at medicine today, the options that he looks at. And we're also going to be talking to him specifically about some weight loss options you should know about. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.